Good morning, everyone. In the scriptures, particularly in the Old Testament, we hear a lot about leprosy. We encounter the story of Jesus healing the leper in today's gospel. And fortunately, because of science and medicine, we've found a cure for leprosy. We're able to keep it under control, at least in the West and in most of the world. But that wasn't the case in the time of Jesus. Leprosy was a very serious problem. And one of the reasons, or the main reasons, that it was such a serious problem, because it was contagious. So the individual who had leprosy was often ostracized, was cut off from the main body of the people, and sent out to live alone by himself, or often in a community of lepers. And so we see it in today's first reading, a leper being forced to live outside of the city walls, outside of the city encamp, seen as a complete pariah, as someone who had nothing to do with the people who were healthy living in the city. As I said, it was because leprosy was contagious. And so if you were a leper, you were not allowed within less than 6 feet of an individual who was healthy. And on a windy day, actually, you could not get within 150 feet of an individual who was healthy, because they believed the wind would carry the disease and make the others sick. But it wasn't just because of a physical issue that people didn't like leprosy and would often cast them off. It was because it was also seen as a spiritual ailment. The individual with leprosy was seen as being punished by God for their sin. They were seen as stricken, as outcast. They were considered ritually and spiritually unpure or impure. And so they could not come to worship. They could not come to gather. They had to be set apart from the rest of the people of God. And so what I want you to do today is try to take some time to imagine what life would have been like as a leper during the time of Jesus. As someone who had had the lesions, who had had leprosy, what would the leper in biblical times have experienced? Of course, I can only conjecture, but I took some time to sort of think about this. What would life have been like? What would the leper have felt or experienced? I think the first thing that we can say is the leper would have felt tremendous loneliness, not really having any friends, being forced to be cut off from all family and relatives, relegated to live outside of the city, by themselves, away from anybody. Imagine the loneliness the leper felt. And then also, quite surely, tremendous self-hatred or self-pity, looking at themselves, the way their body has decayed, hating themselves, hating the way they looked, hating and pitying themselves because of the situation in which they found themselves. And probably also unworthy or unloved or even unworthy of being loved. Obviously, if they were living by themselves, cast off from family and friends, not able to receive that love, they probably questioned whether even God loved them, feeling terrible about who they were. The anxiety and guilt over the perceived sin. Obviously, they'd been told that they were sinners, they had done something wrong, and they were being stricken by God. The guilt they felt for this, for their sins, for what they perceived their sins might have been. And then finally, the tremendous darkness of feeling abandoned by others, abandoned by God, abandoned by all those whom they knew and loved. The struggle they would have experienced in prayer and coming to encounter the living in God. And so if we can think of this and sort of put ourselves in the place of the leper, we can have, I would hope, tremendous sympathy or even empathy for those individuals and what their life must have been like. And as I said earlier, we fortunately have leprosy under control in our society and culture today. But the truth is, we still have people, even in our Western culture, who may not have the lesions or the weeping sores in their body or the disfigured limbs, but we have individuals who feel like lepers, who interiorly feel the same thing that we just talked about, the darkness, the self-hatred, the loneliness. They feel like lepers. Mother Teresa, who spent so much of her life, particularly in India and poorer countries, working with lepers, had this to say about the reality of the leprosy of loneliness. She said the biggest disease today is not leprosy or tuberculosis, but rather the feeling of being unwanted, uncared for, and deserted by everyone. So the person who experiences that, who feels deserted, uncared for, unloved, unwanted, experiences the leprosy of the soul, experiences what the leper during the time of Christ must have felt like. But this is where Jesus enters into the picture, particularly here in the gospel. He encounters the man, the outcast, who had the courage at least to encounter Jesus and ask for a healing. And so the radical thing that Jesus does is he reaches out and he touches the man. He could have simply said, I'm healing you by blessing him. But no, he reached out and touched him. Touched him, which would have rendered him at the time considered ritually unclean. But he didn't care about that. He reached out in compassion for this leper and brought healing and wholeness. To think of it, this might have been the very first caring and tender touch the leper would have experienced in decades. In decades. And how it transformed this leprous man. And so we believe that Jesus still enters into the world today and can touch and encounter those who feel like lepers, who feel cast off, who feel ostracized, who feel unloved and uncared for. And without a doubt, he can do it in prayer. He can do it through the sacraments or an encounter in the scripture. But the reality is, Jesus wants us to do it. He wants us to be his hands, his feet, his body, to show that compassion to those who are lonely, those who are uncared for, those who feel unwanted. St. Teresa of Avila, the great Carmelite saint and mystic doctor of the church, in her very famous prayer about the body of Christ, says, Christ has no body now on earth but yours, no feet but yours. Yours are the eyes through which the compassion of Christ must look out on the world. Yours are the feet with which he is to go about doing good. Yours are the hands with which he is to bless his people. Christ wants to reach out to those who are lonely, those who are in darkness, those who feel unloved and uncared for, but it's up to us to do it. It's up to us to do it. And so, what is our call? What is our vocation, particularly as we enter into the season of Lent? The problem is, unlike the time of Jesus, it's so very difficult for us to often notice those people who feel like lepers. In the time of Christ, if you were a leper, you had to walk around screaming everywhere you went, unclean, unclean. The people who feel like lepers today don't do that. They don't run around screaming unclean, unclean. We often have to be very observant, very aware of their cries for help, their cries for loneliness. The lonely, the unwanted, the uncared for are often very hidden. The kid at school who's bullied, who's picked on, who has no friends, who sits by himself every day during lunch. The kid is always picked last for sports. That's the leper that we need to pay attention to. The friend of ours, or family member who's suffering from depression or loneliness, darkness, paying attention to speak to them, a word of kindness, a word of encouragement. The homeless man who often comes to our town from another town looking for work, looking for shelter, but yet knows no one. There's no family, no friends, living on the street, often no food. We need to pay attention to realize that that is the person who feels like the leper in our midst. And they're here in Lafayette. The elderly person who is in a nursing home, Most of their friends and family members have died off, or maybe their children dump them off there in the nursing home because they're too busy to care for them. Sits around and doesn't speak to anyone all day. That's the person who feels like leper, uncared for. And then finally, the individual who might be in the hospital, sick and in dying, poor, with no family, no friends, no one to visit them, no one to care for them, no one to recognize their name. And our visit, our being aware of them, can transform their lives. We are called to be Christ. And so as we begin Lent in just a few days, the question is, what are we doing to be the hands, the feet, the eyes, the words of Jesus Christ to reach out and bring healing to those who feel like leprosy in our culture? To show them in a real tangible way the love and compassion of Jesus. Amen.